Well, today, by the grace of God, we are looking at understanding the power of praise and worship. Understanding the power of praise and worship. Now, many times in the, you know, in the church, we have people that, you know, we are praisers. We have, you know, a lot of singers, but a lot of people, they don't understand the power that is in praise and worship. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Now, and we see the Bible talking about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And the Bible is also talking about entering his gates with thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much power in thanksgiving. Now, what does thanksgiving do to us? Thanksgiving, number one, is relating, you know, relates to the goodness of God. So thanksgiving relates to the goodness of the Lord. That means you are thanking him for the goodness of the Lord. You are thanking him for what is done for you and for what is yet to do for you. Now, you can ask me a question. But man of God, should I thank God in circumstances when I'm going through things? Yet the Bible says, give thanks to God in all circumstances. Why should you give thanks in all your circumstances? It's because God knows better when you are going through that circumstance to say, behind your circumstance, there is a glory. Behind your circumstance, there is a testimony. And that's why you need to say, Lord, I thank you. Even when it doesn't make sense, you say, Lord, I thank you. We see Lazarus was in the tomb. You know, when he was in the tomb, he rotting and maggots are eating, you know, the body of Lazarus. Everything in the decomposed state. But what do we see? If it was nowadays, would have said, how do you go and begin to, the kind of prayer that Pentecostal prayers would have prayed, you know, for the body of Lazarus to come back to life. But look at what Jesus does. He just goes there with thanksgiving. So it doesn't matter your situation, how your situation is, how things are tough, how difficult things are. Go there with thanksgiving. Thank him for what you are yet to see in the year 2025. Thank God to say, Lord, I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you, even though 2024 was not the best, but I thank you for what you are yet to do. So it is very important to thank God, even when it doesn't make sense. What are you doing? You are thanking him for his goodness. So God bless you.